In 1989, there were only 4 Latino or Hispanic museums in the United States. Here in Omaha, El Museo Latino opened its doors in the historic Livestock Exchange Building in May of 1993, as the first Latino art and history museum and cultural center in the Midwest. In 1997, the museum moved to its present brick and red-tiled roof building. Magdalena Garcia, founder and executive director of the museum, knew of her interests ever since growing up.
I mean, I've always been interested in art. At school, I was the artist. I was the one that, you know, high school art. If I had an extra class, you know, free class, I was in the art room doing something.
Garcia migrated with her family from Mexico City to Omaha when she was 9. Somehow, she always had an influence in the arts, more so from one of her aunts. Growing up, Garcia always had a great arts experience on every trip back to Mexico.
She would kind of take me museum, bellas artes, ballet, the opera, the symphony. That's how I grew up. I mean, I remember, you know, staying over at our grandparents' house, and Saturday morning she'd be cleaning house with, you know, an opera roaring, and it was just, I didn't think it was anything strange.
Before the idea of opening a museum, Garcia worked in the corporate world. One day she volunteered at a museum and had a life-changing experience there.
I remember the moment that the curator took us into one of the vaults, and there were all these watercolors and these beautiful paintings. And she started to talk about, you know, they're ready to be framed, and these are going to be sent out to the East Coast to get some restoration, to have some conservation done on them. And these are here, and these are here. And I know I stood there, and I thought, I have to find a way. I want to be in a museum all the time.
Garcia wanted a museum that will represent the entire Hispanic community in the Midwest. Currently, it is the only museum of its kind between Chicago and Denver. She overcame countless obstacles to keep the museum open until now. The museum just started a capital campaign, but it is a struggle. The goal for this campaign is $9
million. We're up to 4. We have a long ways to go, but the building needs some care, some, you know, waterproofing, the roof.
Restoring and repairing the museum will add more exhibit rooms and other different educational programs.
Art is not usually one thing that has always been at the top of the list for anybody in anybody's budget. So it's been tough, and there's been years where, you know, the arts were totally eliminated from budgets, school budgets and things. And so a lot of times I think we don't value art and culture the way that we should. You know, when we think about human history, what survives? The arts. That's how we know our history.
El Museo Latino offers painting, dance, and theater classes. And of course, it has exhibitions. The museum is located on the corner of 25th and L Streets. Visit elmuseolatino.org to help on their capital campaign or to see their programs. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriela Escalera.